Thank you, Mr. Chair. The International Panel on the Regulation of Autonomous Weapons would like to address the fourth question you posed with regard to Agenda Item 5A on national weapon reviews. In our view, Article 36 weapon reviews are necessary, but not sufficient to safeguard human control over the use of force. First of all, it is not applied universally, as very few states have such a process in place. Second, it requires only the assessment that the weapon does not violate IHL in general, a fairly low threshold to meet since just one IHL-conform application is sufficient. Given the increasing innovation of weapon systems, it may become more and more difficult for a commander to understand how a system works and to evaluate whether it will be lawful to use in a given situation, absent a supplemental guidance on the use of autonomous functions. Moreover, the testing and evaluation of systems with data-driven computational methods, referred to as AI or machine learning, presents several challenges, which may translate to reviews that include incomplete information or cannot quantify the reliability of the system. Nonetheless, Article 36 reviews remain important, and with additional processes or guidance increase the likelihood of compliance with international humanitarian law. The challenge, however, is to universalize the practice of weapon reviews and to make it more transparent. In conclusion, a common position of the CCW states parties is necessary to ensure human control in the design and use of weapon systems. Inaction is not a viable option. IPRA will offer further considerations on its concept of human control in subsequent sessions this week. Thank you, Mr. Chair.